For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Today is September 1st. That's 9:01 if you're calling long-distance information for Memphis, Tennessee. In the last few years, this day has become a local holiday of sorts, a way to celebrate the city. One organization helping with that is called New Memphis. Anna Mullins, Vice President of Communications, is with us today. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Anna, your event this evening from 6 to 8 p.m. is called Exposure on 9:01 Day, but I am told that there is no nudity.
Unfortunately, no. There's everything else that Memphis has to offer other than being exposed.
So what is being exposed?
Essentially, this is a expo of all things Memphis. So you're going to get a really full glimpse into the landscape of all Memphis has to offer you, from arts and culture organizations to outdoor and recreational opportunities. We're going to have 150 plus organizations all under the AutoZone Park roof, ready to engage with you and talk with you about how you can get involved in Memphis.
New Memphis Institute is formerly the Leadership Academy, and one of the things you all work on is attracting talent to the city. How do you pitch the city to outsiders?
So we pitch Memphis as the city that it is. It is an authentic place full of authentic arts and culture, entertainment, nightlife, but also lots of professional opportunity. It's a community where you can matter, you can make a difference.
I'm thinking of a recent letter that made the social media rounds. A millennial who came to the city with a degree, she loved the whole Memphis vibe, but she hated that she couldn't find work in her area of expertise. Are there enough jobs available for these kind of creative people who would want to move to a place like Memphis?
The millennial demographic is now and will continue to become a larger piece of the workforce, right? So like they're the largest percentage of the workforce now as boomers continue to retire. So like what it is that satisfies that demographic will become increasingly important to employers. So you're actually starting to see for the first time since the trend started in like the 40s and 50s where businesses were moving out into suburbs because that's where their workforce was, like that's what the talent wanted. You're now seeing them move back into urban cores. And that is actually happening across the country, but we're beginning to see it here in Memphis too. So looking at like a service master make the investment to move their talent downtown, because in order to attract the tech talent, the engineers, the young people who may be 28, they might be 35, but they've shown themselves to prefer an urban environment versus a suburban environment.
If you were a young person or a millennial looking for a job and you were going to come out to Exposure on 9:01 Day, what would be your mission at the event?
So we've actually been doing this event for a number of years. And the concept was if you just landed here from Cleveland, you could come to this event and in one evening find all of those ways to plug in, be satisfied, and sort of find your life in Memphis. So what we realized after doing it for a few years was that a majority of the people who were coming weren't new to town. They just wanted to have, you know, a fresh look at how they could be a part of their city. So you can basically wander around and just find opportunities that you may be intentionally looking for or may just stumble across and say like, wow, I had no idea we had a roller derby here in Memphis. That sounds like fun.
Anna Mullins is with New Memphis, which is holding its second annual Exposure on 9:01 Day celebration from 6 to 8 tonight at AutoZone Park. The event is free. Learn more at exposurememphis.com. Anna, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're listening to WKNO News. I'm Christopher Blank.